The term rising star has become a bit of a cliché, used for describing anyone who is making significant progress in a competitive world. Not necessarily as a performing artist, but in general society, within any chosen field or occupation. The other day I was driving home from work, when, stopped at traffic lights, I noticed half a dozen fledglings, high up on a nearby church spire. The spire has a sort of narrow lip or ledge, just a little way down from its tip. Most of the youngsters were perched around this ledge, but typical of infants exploring their new world, they found it hard to keep still. This particular spire has no weather vane. The spike of a metal lightning conductor forms its topmost point, rising about a metre above the bird's ledge. Every so often one or two of them would flutter up to challenge another one that had made it up to somehow cling to the slightly higher needle point. Sometimes the current victor gave in, losing balance on the precarious vantage point, and another would take over, for a while. I suppose it was some instinctive urge to be a little higher than everyone else that made them play this game. When more mature, they'll probably realise that the view from the spike, or the ledge, is virtually the same, and the ledge is far more comfortable anyway. But were any of them rising stars? No, just starlings.